I went from 1 or 2 years old to 17 years old in these little Kansas towns. And we thought we were in the Bible Belt. Everybody thought they were in the Bible Belt. And nobody really knows where the Bible Belt is. We thought it was right there, and the people in Oklahoma think it's right there. And then the people in Texas are sure that they have it. And Nebraska and South Dakota, North Dakota, everybody thinks they live in the Bible Belt. Except the people in Los Angeles. They know they do not live in the Bible Belt. And they want it that way. They do not want to live in the Bible Belt. And one of the things about living in the Bible Belt is that you learn Bible Belt things. And one of the things I learned was that I was separate from God. Now, nobody said I was separate, they were very religious, but I'm in this little Kansas farm town, and God is up in heaven. Hell, if he was in Kansas City, I would have known we were separate, but wherever heaven is, that's where God is. And behind the pearly gates on the streets of gold, you can't even get in there very easy. And however, I was also taught, not only am I separate from God, but if I behave the way God wants me to behave, and there's a plenty of people to tell you how God wants you to behave, and if you do that, and you're having trouble with life, then you can pray to him to help you go through the trouble. Now, I would have never done that. I would have prayed not to have trouble. I don't want to go through the problem. Let's take the problem. Well, anyway, the first time I prayed and knew who I was praying to and what I was praying for was in Sunday school and church on Sunday morning. And the minister led us in a fervent prayer to beseech God not to let it rain until after we had harvested wheat. Now, there's a whole bunch of reasons why you don't want a wet wheat field before harvest. You can't get the equipment in to harvest it. It shatters the grain. The rain hits it and the wind hits it and shatters the grain. There's just a bunch of reasons. When wheat is ripe, you want to cut it and then you pray for it to rain. God don't seem to have sense enough to without us telling him. So we told him, and he didn't hear, and it rained that afternoon. Sunday afternoon, it rained, it hailed, the wind blew, destroyed all the wheat all around southern Kansas. And while nobody pointed their finger at me, I knew whose fault it was. I knew who wasn't doing what God wanted you to do. I wasn't doing it. And that, I figured all the rest of you guys were doing it. So it was my fault that God didn't answer the prayer. Now, if you're 5 or 6 years old and you've assumed the entire responsibility for wiping out the Kansas wheat crop, what you have is an ego problem. Now, ego problems are easy to have and not easy to get rid of. I mean, it just hangs in there and people tell you stuff and you don't even know you learn it. It's like the elephant when they teach it that when the rope's tight, it's futile to pull. And then they reinforce that all through the elephant's life. When the elephant's big enough to pull a tree out of the forest, they can put a rope around his right front leg and wrap that other end of the rope around a little stake, and the elephant can walk around, but as soon as that rope gets tight, he can't pull against the tight rope. The stake don't hold the elephant. The rope don't hold the elephant. The limiting belief they imposed on him is what holds the elephant. And I came in out of these wheat fields and stuff with approximately 276,902 baby elephant beliefs, just like the elephant had. And I don't even know I have them. But along with them is a way to live to make them work, which don't seem to be that well thought out, because they don't seem to work that much.